Fox. Good morning. 7:13, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Morning.
All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. This is super exciting. The helmet worn by Tom Cruise in the movie Top Gun will be up for auction on August 26th.
Yeah, there you go. I saw that on the old Facebook. I think somebody posted it on your Facebook, didn't
they? Yeah, our buddy Johnny Greaser posted it on there, and I was like, oh, my God. I would literally, if I owned that thing, I would wear it everywhere. I'd wear it to bed. I'd wear it in the shower. I'd wear it out to get groceries. It's awesome. However, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford the price tag, because it should go between somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000.
Wow. That's an expensive helmet.
That is. Small price to pay, though, for being in the danger zone, Hunter.
I'm going to be honest with you. Looking at pictures of it, it looks a little cheap.
How dare you say that?
Looks like it kind of chipped up a little bit. I don't know. There's a lot of plastic on that helmet. But it was worn by the man himself, I guess, Tom Cruise.
It doesn't matter if it's like those old football helmets you got as
Hutch,
a kid.
The old Hutch helmets.
I don't care. Tom Cruise wore it. I want to wear it. I'd wear that thing everywhere. And people would have to call me Maverick. They'd have to call me Maverick.
Well, see, does it have a mask? It's got a front mask on it, right? So technically, you could wear it into the store, and you wouldn't have to put on the old,
Yeah, you could. You could put on the breathing part of it, the breathing apparatus part on it. Oh, it'd be so cool. Yeah. Be so cool.
Was that Tom Cruise?
I think that was Tom Cruise. Really, it's just
Is there a goose? Is the goose helmet up for sale? What's that one doing?
No, that one probably wouldn't fetch as much because it's cracked,
No. No, it would fetch more because he's dead. Get it? Once you die, things get very valuable because there's never going to be another goose helmet. So, give me the goose helmet. It's worth like $1 million.
There's still brains in here. Gross.
His head is still in the helmet.
His head is still inside the helmet. That's why it's worth so much. So, yeah, if you got some spare change laying around, you could have Tom Cruise's helmet from Top Gun. Awesome.
Nice.
Lastly, in disgusting news, Adam and Eve on their website, adamandeve.com, just did a survey recently, and the results are back from their annual poll to reveal how often people clean their sex toys. And
Adam and Eve, it must be pretty old, huh?
He's so dumb. Nearly 58% of those polled, 49% of male, 65% of female, said they clean their sex toy after every use. 33% of respondents, which were 40% male, 20% females, said they never clean their sex toys.
Yeah, here's what it is. I'll tell you why. It's because when you're done using that thing, you don't want to do anything. You just lay there and fall asleep. That's what it is. And it's not like you're waking up like, oh, yeah, I got to go clean my sex toy.
That seems a little high. 33% never clean them, like, at any point. I mean, come on now.
I mean, I could see the occasional clean if you're walking by it, if it's on display somewhere, I guess.
You should clean that thing every single time. You're just going to chuck that thing into the nightstand and be like, yeah, I'll get to it. No, man.
Well, a lot of people do, Brock. Just saying.
God.
So you're saying that I know Kiki's got something over there. Don't be a liar. Don't deny it. Everybody's got something.
She's got a couple. So, yeah.
Right. So you're telling me that every time she uses that, she goes to the sink and throws it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, every time. Put it on heavy cycle, because that thing needs a deep clean.
Heavy cycle.
Extra.
There ain't no way, ain't no how. She's over there cleaning that every single time.
Every single time. And then, when I got to get the old Fleshlight rinsed out.
You're a liar. Well, I mean, a Fleshlight's different, dude.
But that's what I'm saying.
Fleshlight is way different.
They don't say what toys in this survey, what are using. There may be guys out there
They need to be more specific then, because through that it's completely different. Because you know what you're doing.
I don't think it's different.
You should clean those out.
You should clean it. You should clean any of them, guy or girl, whatever you're using. You should clean it every single time.
I mean, one of them's definitely more dirtier than the other, though.
I don't know, man.
You can agree with me on that, right?
I don't know. I think they're both equally dirty in my mind.
I mean, we can both sit here and agree, yes, you should clean those things. I think you should agree with me that people don't. I don't think people do.
See, your wife is smart because those bananas are single use. So
you just throw them away.
No, you make banana bread.
Should we get the disposable sex toys? That's what we're you can even go one step further, the biodegradable sex toys.
There
How
you
about
go.
That?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's my pile of banana peels. I got a nice compost pile going here. Boy, you guys
must be really healthy.
You guys have no problem with potassium in this household, do you? Just a pile, just a heaping pile of banana peels.
Yeah. Everybody, we got to have insurance here because people slip a lot on banana peels.
Why does your house always smell like banana bread? This is crazy. This is crazy.
It's delightful.
You just got a wall full of Chiquita banana stickers.
Why is your wife always tired? She's probably listening right now, I'm telling you.
Always tired. And the house always smells like banana bread. It's unbelievable. All right, so there you go. Clean your sex toys, you filthy pervs.
Yeah, you filthy animal.
That's your morning dump.